Time magazine's article on the gods of food last November got tongues wagging because it did not list one single female chef. That so insulted restaurateur and magazine editorial director Carrie Diamond that her magazine Cherry Bomb swiftly arranged its first ever conference celebrating women and food. The Jubilee takes place this Sunday and features, among others, farm-to-table luminary Alice Waters, former New York Times restaurant critic Ruth Reichel, and James Beard Award-winning chef Gabriel Hamilton of Prune. The little Lower East Side restaurant is where I met Hamilton and Diamond, who says she wants the conference to be a place to raise the issues highlighted by Time.
Like it or not, there are things very particular to being a woman in the food world. It's motherhood, it's the hours, it's figuring out your way through what has been a male-dominated world. It's navigating the media, which I think is a big part of it. I think an outsized amount of attention is paid to male chefs, and I think if we could spotlight more female chefs, there would be more role models out there for young women.
I've been thinking about this a lot. I don't know if we're doing newspaper-worthy food. I don't know what gets column inches anymore. Do we need to be cryovacking it and sous-viding it and setting it on fire? And I don't know what it is that's not interesting about us to female editors and food writers, but something is not interesting about us.
The editor of the Gods and Food section of Time magazine said that women don't have the same kind of network as men. Women don't take care of each other. Is there some truth to that, Gabrielle?
I was not generally the only woman in a kitchen, but I was often the second woman in a kitchen. And there's nothing more heinous than being in a kitchen where there's only one other woman who's gotten there before you. And the territory she has carved out for herself is so preciously won, and she is not about to cede any of it to you.
I think there's a grain of truth to it, not in that women aren't supportive of each other. I do find women to be incredibly supportive of each other. I think it's that we're not owning the conferences and owning the food festivals. And there have been several high-profile conferences that did not include a single female chef, and no one calls them men's conferences.
We're talking about gender in the restaurant industry. What about race?
I think that's the next thing that this industry has to tackle. It is a very white industry in the restaurants, in the food media. It's changing a little bit.
Where are you seeing the change?
I like to think magazines like Cherry Bomb and magazines like Lucky Peach are trying to broaden the definition of who's interesting and who gets written about and who does the writing.
Gabrielle, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot here. Mashama Bailey, who's the sous chef, is a black woman, and she's going to open a restaurant in Savannah, Georgia right now. And what she had to do to convince her parents to do this work when it has, you know, the reek of domestic to it. So it comes with this loaded cultural history, of course.
Well, I'm wondering if there's a similar battle for women, since women do so much cooking.
I think this is a myth, like women dominated kitchens forever. It's like, no, they didn't. They ran the home kitchen, but frankly, all the courts of the kings and the food that got cooked in sort of public consumption has always been done by men. So they're really two different projects, and that kind of idea of like Nona stirring the pot with her wooden spoons, like she would be dead in a second in a restaurant in a way, right? It's a very different skill set.
Carrie, what do you hope happens as a result of Sunday's conference?
We would really like everyone to just leave with a bigger network than they showed up with. I do think at the end of the day, especially in a city like New York, it's all about relationships. And the more connections you have, in a weird way, the better your life will be. People have your back.
Carrie Diamond is the executive editor and co-founder of Cherry Bomb magazine. Gabriel Hamilton is a writer, chef, and owner of Prune, where we had this conversation. They'll be part of Jubilee, Cherry Bomb's day-long conference celebrating women and food at the Highline Hotel in Manhattan. This is WNYC.